L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in, folks. What do you say? The Wyndham Championship is live. And before, what are we, an hour into this tournament? New favorite already emerging. Steven Yager is now 14-1, Donnie, on the FanDuel Sportsbook here, as he is 3-under through four holes, and he birdied his first three. It kind of right away lets people know what type of tournament this is projected to be, that winning score, maybe around that 19-20-21 range.
Yeah, it looks like, and again, some of these tournaments, Kevin, you can tell the bigness, if you will, of a tournament by the purse size here, only around $7 to $8 million, when typically some of these bigger events on the PGA Tour around $20 million. But nonetheless, I mean, tour cards are at stake here, big time ramifications across the board. These guys are really going to try to go at it and go low. But I do like that sometimes, Kevin, when it's like, hey, do you really want these guys shooting around par? Like, no, let them get after a golf course. And you're seeing it there with some people like to say Stefan Jägermeister here, Kevin, with the lead early.
Are saying that, no doubt. There are actually, though, some storylines heading into the Wyndham Championship, more than kind of you're used to, I would say, at a typical tournament here. And it's the FedEx playoffs that are coming up here. Who can kind of make their way in? One big name is Shane Lowry, who I think is going to have a really nice...
Obviously can, to try to get in the good graces of the team captain. But I thought last week would have been that, like, hey, you know what? We at least needed to see some progression from you. Does he have to win this and win it going away just to get back into that, even look for that?
I mean, Don, it's five missed cuts in his last seven tournaments, right? it's really bad. It's really bad. He's 35-1 this week. Yeah. Now you ask yourself, I mean, who's even betting this guy 35-1? Right here, your boy, OK Dubs. I had to. I couldn't bet him last week at the 3M Open and then hand wave him at the Wyndham Championship. The notion is the same, right? A high ceiling golfer that if he happens to click here for 1 week, what an absolute moment, right? And the thing though is, DRS, that is probably what it will take, is him winning the Wyndham Championship, right? That will then, because he's not going to, if he doesn't basically win this tournament or finish inside the top five, he's not going to make the playoffs. And if he doesn't make the playoffs, there's not really much else golf is going to be able to put on display here. I mean, unless he wants to go play on DP World Tour events, right? And I don't know. I don't really think Justin Thomas is going to do that. But then he gets into the playoffs, and if he can get himself into the BMW Championship, you can kind of start to stack results here a little bit and say, okay, look, I'm playing my best golf at the right time. It's go big or go home for Justin Thomas this week at the Wyndham Championship.
It certainly is. And by the way, I'm scrolling through to try to find when he tees off or if he's already out there. And I think he's told me in the past to try to find some of these guys. Is it Control Alt Delete J? Will that bring up how I can find him on my computer screen, Kevin? Is that what you told me?
No. Yeah, I mean, and that's how you know, folks, that Donnie's taking a segment serious here, huh? Let's get our radio audience into the fold.
Honestly, I can't find the guy.
He's live right now. He birdied the first
hole. Tied six. There we go. We're on the move. Yeah.
Radio audience is here. I want to make sure that they're well aware that Donnie has no idea how to find to do Control F on his keyboard. SiriusXM channel 159. We're live, which again on a Thursday morning. I don't know if you got in the mix here at all, Donnie, on this outright board. Typically, I just bet one player, and then you know me. I like kind of my props, and there are two props I'm on today. We'll get to those in just a moment. But I kind of decided to spray the outright board took a piece of Hideki Matsuyama and Denny McCarthy,
yeah,
and then kind of that mandatory touch of Justin Thomas with a small nibble on Ludvig Åberg, who kind of has, again, that he's young gun, high ceiling, maybe grabs his first win. Did anybody catch your attention at all in this outright market?
It was probably going to be Matsuyama again, but when we started off the show, I thought it was very interesting. What are we used to, Kevin, when we watch these golf tournaments, or at least when we start to handicap these? Oh, look, Scheffler, 4-1 to win. Rahm, 7-1. A couple guys at 10-1. This one, opening it up this morning, everybody was like 20-1 or higher, which makes this ultra interesting as it goes through, where if you do spray the board, it's not like, hey, let me take a favorite. Well, the favorite's like 25-30-1 at this point here. You can certainly do some damage. And also keep in mind, we don't have to worry about those top five golfers in the world storming on Sunday. There's a lot of people in here that aren't used to winning. You might get a nice price ticket in your pocket, even if you're betting live, Kevin, on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Absolutely. So, look, the last thing for me, round one score props, Sungjae Im, Siwoo Kim, both golfers, round one prop is 67.5. This course is a par 70. You need to be 3 under or better. Both golfers' last outing was a missed cut. Both have had very nice round one performances following a missed cut. And again, I'm very encouraged by the early returns here. While it's not like it's been kind of ripped to shreds, you see that you can get after this course. And there's only a handful of golfers out on it as is, just 36. Im, Siwoo Kim, under 67.5 round one score for both guys. We get over to some more NFL headlines after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Before we get over to the Hall of Fame game, we want to talk about the latest around Alvin Kamara. Last season, Donnie, there was a lot of chatter that Alvin Kamara could be suspended due to an arrest, and it would cost him some time. That didn't happen. Kamara played 15 games, was unhealthy for a couple of them, but had a very non-Alvin Kamara season. The yardage was fine, but Alvin Kamara is someone that we've kind of just completely expected to get into the end zone and get in there with regularity. Alvin Kamara in 2020 had 16 rushing touchdowns, 21 total touchdowns. And 2021 was his down year with 4 rushing and 5 receiving. That was 9 touchdowns. 2 rushing touchdowns last year, Donnie. 2 receiving touchdowns. And incredibly, 3 of those touchdowns came in one game, which means he played 15 games, and Alvin Kamara, of an anytime touchdown score, which is usually one of the lower on the board items, Donnie, in 13 of them left you standing at the window.
Yes, he certainly did. But also, you talk about the evolution, Kevin, of the running back in the NFL. Isn't the prototype back Alvin Kamara, a guy that can, yes, gash you on the ground, but equally, if not more explosive in the open space when you just throw him a swing pass or even a screen pass here? But it just hasn't held up. But also, let's keep in mind, came into the NFL in 2017. We're talking about running backs here. And back then, we only had 16-game seasons. But look at now with the 17-game seasons, as he's played as a running back, 16, 15, 14, 15, 13, and 15. Isn't that what you're looking for here? It's not one of those cards that we see like, oh, man, missed 10 games here, missed the entire season here. He has been durable here, but I'm looking for an explosion back because why? I think that offense is going to be able to move the football this year. I think getting a quarterback that's going to be able to push the football downfield to open up that running game makes a lot of sense. Alvin Kamara's suspension might be a big deal early on. We'll see the length of it here. Like if it's 6 games or something, that could be devastating for New Orleans. But if we're talking about, hey, I'm going to give you a 3-game suspension, you're going to peel it down to 2, I don't think you're going to miss that much of a beat here for Alvin Kamara. And maybe he'll be a little bit fresher for the playoff push. And also, let's not forget, at the FanDuel Sportsbook, the New Orleans Saints, favored to win that division here. But from Alvin Kamara's perspective here, I'm expecting big things outside of a ridiculous suspension, which could be a possibility, I guess.
They're expecting that suspension to come in. So I fully expect it. And look, the Saints are an odd team for me. But, man, Donnie, have you seen the schedule for this football team? First 9 games. So, man, we used to tell this joke all the time where Like every team in the NFL had a tough schedule. We're like, what's going on? Like, who has the easy schedule out there? Is the answer the Saints, Titans, Panthers, Packers, Bucks, Pats, Texans, Jags, Colts, Bears? Whoa. Is there a game on the board where they are going to be a greater than field goal underdog in their first nine games, Donnie? And I like that's one way to look at it for me here. The Saints, it's supposed to be early. So that's where the Kamara thing hurts a little bit, though, right? If you lose Kamara for four of these games, which is not out of the question, it hurts way more because of the opportunity that's there for this Saints team through the first four, 9 weeks.
Yeah, and also to extend it further off, like it's kind of crazy that you say to yourself, like, okay, look at that schedule, and Donnie, tell me who the best team on their schedule is. It's the Jaguars. Like, what do you mean it's the Jaguars? Like, how's that their best thing? That looks like the best team that they possibly could play for the entire season, which is crazy. Yeah. Which, again, I'm a buyer in the Saints in the regular season. I do think they are the best team in that division and will win it. But it's kind of funny as you break that down. Now, granted, the Packers still might be tough in Green Bay. Jordan Love might be a really good quarterback. They might have a good defense. We know how things change. And also, the Titans, I'm a little bit higher on that team than a lot of people are. But you're right. Just the sticker shock, as I like to say, as when you look at some of these, like, man, is everybody going to go 5-12 in the NFL? Yeah. This looks like one of those teams, like, where are the actual losses coming from? So, yes, Alvin Kamara early on when you want to get rolling might be a little bit devastating. I don't know how long that's going to be, but they do have a lot of talent on that roster. And also, when you take a look at the wide receiver position, the Michael Thomases of the world, one of the best players in football just a few years ago, says he's healthy now. It looks good here. So maybe they can be buoyed a little bit if Kamara misses 3-4 games.
It will be very interesting to see if Michael Thomas will ever be back to the guy that we, you know, saw break records alongside Drew Brees. I have my hesitations. I want to reconfirm again, or remind everybody, I should say, that today the Hall of Fame game begins with the Browns and the Jets, a 1.5-point favorite for the New York Jets, totals 33.5. Differing viewpoints for myself and Donnie. Donnie figures under here because it's preseason football. For me, you look at the quarterbacks here, and I think there's reason to think that there will be juice. Plus, Robert Saleh, 5-1 to the over in his preseason career. So even adding a trend into the equation. Donnie, though, if you were going to bet a winner, is it just the Jets have Zach Wilson, that's the most high-profile guy, give me Zach Wilson?
It's not that. It's actually the depth of the quarterback position. And you say, well, what do you mean depth? These guys are all backups. I get that here. But also, like Josh Dobbs, I really think if the Cleveland Browns came out and say, by the way, Josh Dobbs is going to get three quarters tonight, I would be betting the Cleveland Browns, to be honest, because he does have a pedigree, has played in the NFL, can move the football with his legs here. But you're putting in some of those younger guys here, which tend to struggle a little bit. But I don't know how long Zach Wilson's playing and what the motive, of Zach Wilson tonight. Is it a cameo performance? Like, yeah, he's going to get the start. He's the second stringer. He'll get too serious. He'll hand off, and then we'll give it to the young guys here. Or is this actually an opportunity to build for Zach Wilson for the season? That's what I can't get my eye on, because I'll tell you right now, if Zach Wilson goes out there and say, Donnie, how many passes are you going to throw? Well, he's going to throw 24 times in the first half. You might be in a little bit of trouble on that total, but if it's a cameo appearance, and I don't mean just taking like a snap or two, like two or three series where it's like, hey, look, we need a starter. Hand the football off. Don't get injured. We still need you as our backup quarterback just in case something happens to Aaron Rodgers. See where I'm going down that field? But if we were to be told that, hey, by the way, it's going to get the first half, we're going to open the playbook up, that could change things. But I don't think that's going to happen. That's why I like the under in this one. I like the quarterbacks that are going to play, but I just wish we might have had different quarterbacks playing a little bit longer. We know Watson's not in. We know Aaron Rodgers isn't there. But if you're getting honest efforts out of the number 2, 3, and 4 guy, that could change the difference. I don't think we will, though.
So, in terms of a winner, who is, Donnie, who's the king of the preseason, right? Everybody knows. Baltimore Ravens. Mainly because they care, right? That seems to often be the idea, right? Harbaugh makes his guys care, therefore they do, therefore they win. Robert Saleh, 6 preseason games, 5-0-1. Shout out to the Eagles, 31-31 tie. Two seasons ago. The notion that Robert Saleh cares about preseason, believable. The results are on the board. Proof is in the pudding. And the notion that that would carry on with the most expectations that the Jets have seen. Robert Saleh wanting to go 3-0 in the preseason, Donnie, to prove to everybody that this is their year, right? Or 4-0, actually, since they're adding the Hall of Fame game. Sounds very on-brand. I'm buying in that Robert Saleh is going to attempt to be the new up-and-coming king of the preseason.
And I guess with Hard Knocks here on the horizon, if he goes unbeaten, he's going to be crowing, and these teams can't hold up to us no more. Let's get a snack here before our late team meeting that we saw on the last Hard Knocks with the Jets with Rex Ryan. I don't buy into that all that much here, but we'll see if it happens. And also, does some of that change here with an Aaron Rodgers on the team? We're now a more veteran-laden team because you have him. You want to make sure, extra sure, you don't get injuries out of guys or put anything on tape. It'll play out tonight, and I'm pretty sure it'll be pretty boring.
Oh, man.
I know that hurts because you're excited you are for this game.
No, it's a world record, though, from you. You usually wait to really rip the Hall of Fame game. Like, usually you do your fake excitement all the way leading up to it, right? And then the next day you're like, now, can we just be honest? I mean, nobody watched this thing. Everybody hates this thing. Like, why do we do this thing? You didn't even make it out of the show. Before you rip the
Hall of
Fame
game got canceled 1 year because they spray painted midfield with the wrong paint here. Not so much we really care, including the NFL, about the Hall of Fame game.
Well, I know one thing we care about, Major League Baseball Board. As always, a lot of good options here on a Thursday, and we will break them down for you after a quick break. Keep it right here. It's the Early Line on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Major League Baseball time right here on the Early Line. DRS, the same game parlays have been hot. I'm getting tweets on off day saying, man, and the right side's going crazy. So let me step back, man. Let me watch this guy work. Let's get to these same game parlays. Go for it, DRS.
Ready to go again. I mean, let's stay hot in the kitchen. I came on yesterday, Kevin, by the way, told the people, we're going to bet an early game. Because you know why it's important? I like to take care of the fans. I like to take care of the people who watch the show and appreciate the great content that we do at the Sports Grid Network. I said, look, you bet this. By the time you're on your way home, we're going to be cashing this ticket in, you know, pizza, whatever you want, Papa John's, Domino's, if you're into that, or even McDonald's, Wendy's, KFC. We cashed in that ticket for the people. But today, we are going to do that once again. But let's take a look yesterday. It was sensible to plus 125 price today. Let's go a little bit higher, plus 182. And I think this is one is going to make a lot of sense. This parlay is called Luke, I Am Your Father. Now, me, not really a big Star Wars guy. I know Kevin's not either at this point here, but that's beyond, you know, here or there. Let's get to the valid points here in this section. I do believe we're going after Luke Weaver on the mound, a right-handed pitcher, Kevin, that can't get anybody out, full season or last 30 days. And have you guys checked in on what the Chicago Cubs are doing at the plate right now? It seems double digits every single night. The party starts in Wrigley. So let's keep it simple once again tonight and make it easy. Luke Weaver against left-handed hitters over the past 30 days, a 324 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 435. Let's focus on three Cubs hitters here in a three-leg parlay to each get a base hit. That's Talkman in the leadoff spot against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, a 416 weighted on-base percentage. Let's take a look at Cody Bellinger ripping the cover off the baseball. Kevin, he has a 519 weighted on base percentage over 64 at bats in the past month against right-handed pitching. And one of my favorite guys that Kevin knows coming over from the Washington Nationals, it's Jamer Candelario, a 380 weighted on base percentage. He'll probably hit out of that eighth hole. Just need base hits from all three of these guys. And when that does happen, we're cashing a ticket, as I said, at plus 182. Luke, we are your father today. Let's go.
What's the streak at, DRS? What's the streak at?
It's three in a row.
Monday?
We're going for three in a row today.
To last week?
I think we're going three in a row here. Yeah, 176, 125, now 182. Let's go.
I can't believe, you know, former Yankee great Mike Tauchman has found himself into a
leadoff guy
parlay.
Baller.
Betting 324 over the last month of baseball. He's betting 524 over his last week of baseball.
I thought you would like Star Wars. Surprised that you don't like Star Wars, by the way.
Why? Go ahead. Why?
Just thought you would. Glasses, what about mustache, it? What about Star Wars?
Glasses, mustache, Star Wars, man. All right. Most usually that phrase is glasses, mustache, bigger than cheese. So
come on, there you go. I missed an opportunity right there. Now, do we have one this morning? By the way, do we have one or no?
Actually, listen. You want the truth? I mean, we're breaking it down, right?
Yeah.
I stopped for a coffee. Got a sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant. That's how we made sure that this morning show was pieced together.
By the way, the croissant on anything in the morning for a breakfast sandwich, absolutely phenomenal, man. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
Like where your head's at here. Unfortunately, now we move over to previewing games instead of talking a little bit more about breakfast option. But Marlins, Phillies is where the people want us to go. And Johnny Cueto has the ball. DRS, I hear a frustrated sigh from you. Is that because the Phillies managed to blow about 15 leads last night against Miami.
The Phillies, I guess they're returning the favor back to the Marlins, who blew a lead the other game. But my goodness, it's one of those where, like, I'm laying in bed and I see the score, it's 5-0. But actually, last update I saw was 5-2. And I was like, God, man, the Phillies, 3 straight wins against the Marlins. This is how you do it. I woke up this morning, was scrolling through the, hold on now, let me hit the refresh button. Am I looking at from August of last year where they lost to the Marlins? Like, I can't believe they lost that game, but they did. Hoping for a bounce back today. And if you're taking a look here, the Phillies are a slight favorite with a total of 8.5. Lorenzen's going to be on the mound today for the Philadelphia Phillies. How about that? In an early game action too. Keep in mind, a 12-10 start here on a getaway day. Lorenzen does have some pretty good numbers, Kevin. Over the past 30 days in Major League Baseball, get this. ISO power numbers, 052. Weighted on base percentage, 211. That should enough keep them in the ballpark here for at least, a couple innings, you would figure. But having said that, I like this new-look Marlins team. I really do. Today, Arai, Soler, Bell, Chisholm, Garcia, Berger, Sanchez, Wendell, Stallings. This is a really good lineup now for those Miami Marlins. But if you flip it over to the Philadelphia Phillies, you're going up against Johnny Cueto, who can get lightning in a bottle. What we mean by that is, hey, would it surprise you if Cueto goes 5 1/3 here, 4 hits, 1 earned run? No, it wouldn't. The Phillies do need to step up today, but I got to tell you, are we trusting Michael Lorenzen? A little bit too much hype here coming to his new team. Wants to impress his new team. Does it backfire a little bit? I think the Phillies are the better team today because I would trust Lorenzen over Cueto, but this is one of those that's a true coin flip to me. And by the way, in the standings, this is massive. If the Marlins win, 2-2 in the series, we'll take it. But if the Phillies win, that'll be 3 out of 4 games against the Marlins in a game they should have had yesterday. So big implications on this one, Kevin.
This is a Marlins team that bought the deadline, but are in danger of falling out of a wild card spot. We've talked about how tightly contested this race is right now in the National League. So as you said there, Don, it was a big win for them last night, and it's certainly a big game here today. White Sox-Rangers is where we go next. Wow, the Chicago White Sox are going to be bad the rest of the way, huh? I mean, their last three games, they've scored one run. One run in their last three games here. The Rangers looking to take another one off of the Chicago White Sox, and they're a big-time favorite to do so. -270 in the Max Scherzer Texas Ranger debut.
Close your eyes, Kevin, because we're going to do one of those where you have two silhouettes of players, A and player B. We're talking about Major League Baseball pitchers here in this game as we line up. You just told the people how massive of a favorite here the Texas Rangers are because it does look like the Chicago White Sox have given up. Player A on the mound today. Last 30 days in Major League Baseball, 92 batters he's faced, Kevin. A ISO power number of 077. A weighted on base percentage of 261. Player B, as we move up for another silhouette of a player up here. How about this? A 287 ISO power number and a 338 weighted on base percentage over the past 30 days. Player A. Oh, man, that's got to be Max Scherzer. No, it's not. It's Touki Toussaint here that's actually the better pitcher numbers-wise. But also, when you have the white flag up in the locker room, does it even matter at this point? And also, you're talking about Touki Toussaint, not going up against the Oakland Athletics, the Kansas City Royals, having some fun out here. You're going up against one of the elite offenses here in Major League Baseball in the Rangers here. And the first five guys expected in this lineup today against right-handed pitching, Kevin, over the past month in Major League Baseball, 338, 516, 420, 420, and 331 for their weighted on-base percentages. That's Simeon Seager, Lowe, Garcia, and Jung. Now flip it over here to the Chicago White Sox. They basically, it's a shame too, because Berger's a really good player with a lot of pop in his bat. How do you have a lineup? And again, this is without Berger in the lineup. Anderson, Moncada, Robert, Jimenez, Benintendi, Vaughn, and Grandal, and they stink. And also, oh, by the way, Elvis Andrews here, veteran in the nine hole here. It's just the way it is for the White Sox. It doesn't make sense, but I'll tell you this. I don't think I'm going to bet a high price or even throw him in a parlay at this point. I'm worried a little bit of Max Scherzer. He needs to impress his new team. He's going to want to do that against a bad baseball team. I get that, but that price point's ridiculous. It really is.
Plus a run and a half for the White Sox is plus 104.
Incredible.
If you're a run line player. You know, it's tricky, though, right? That nine, because it's like, oh, all right, so maybe I'll bet over because Rangers really good lineup and we don't trust Max. But you can make the similar argument of Toussaint's been really good, White Sox lineup is bad. Tricky game there for the Max Scherzer debut. Definitely going to be one of the main ones to watch. Mets Royals. Can we actually stop here for a second? Because I didn't get to talk to you about this. We got plenty of time to preview these games. Mm-hmm. You and I have the same exact takeaway from the Mets getting rid of Max Scherzer. They then compounded that and continued to get rid of Justin Verlander, along with a couple of other pieces, mm-hmm. Tommy Pham. And the notion for us was, wow, Mets are going to be dangerous next year. Cohen's got to have a point to prove. Ohtani, maybe Ohtani and Soto. And every report, and actually not even report, I mean, things coming out of Billy Epler's mouth, Mets are done competing at a high level. Next season following, Mets' chances to make the playoffs will be significantly lower. Again, that is according to the New York Mets themselves. Max Scherzer said, do not trade me. We'll win next year. And they told Scherzer, nah, brother, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that winning next year nonsense. And he went, oh, what? Yeah, okay, I'll leave. What is going on here? I cannot believe that apparently Cohen is going to tap out here and take a 2-3 year break from attempting to compete with the New York Mets.
That's completely ridiculous here because also what you're saying about Max Scherzer is right. That press conference that he gave was basically, hey, I expect this to be us going through next year. A lot of expiring contracts after 2024. We should be able to give it a go this year. It didn't work out. Next year, we'll retool and see what happens. And Max Scherzer even said during that press conference, I heard it from you, the GM, but I got to hear from the big boss. So Cohen calls him and goes, yeah, that's probably what we're looking at now. So if that is the case, Kevin, and they say, okay, Soto and Ohtani are going to be on the open market. That's usually where Steve Cohen like, we're going to go all in next year because that would make some sense. What are we doing then still with Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor at this point? If your goal is to not win this year or next year, why don't you just piecemeal Lindor and Alonso off and completely start over again? It doesn't make any sense. I guarantee you right now, as soon as we end the World Series, Steve Cohen's going to be like, you know what? You know, I changed my mind. We're going all in this year. We're going to buy back pitchers and buy back superstars here. That's the only way it can go.
So here's the thing. I laugh because I had a similar level of disbelief as I was talking to, you know, some people who kind of follow the Mets closely of like, there's no way, man. I refuse to, like, when it happens, okay. But the idea that Cohen's like, oh, let me just take my medicine for a couple of years.
Love it. Yes, as a Phillies fan, I love it. Please don't do that because I would anticipate Ohtani and Soto going along with Alonso and Lindor and buying two more pitchers.
Yeah, and the Mets are tanking for Webinyama. Just a year too late, though, for the New York Mets. We'll be right back. Preview the board.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let me rip through these games here. DRS, Mets Royals is where we left it off. My gosh, man. The Royals are favored over the New York Mets. I mean, is that not one of the crazier lines we've seen all year? Just, and I'm not saying it's unjustified. I'll allow you to kind of set the table, but just imagine I told you that the Royals would be favored over the New York Mets. Carrasco's terrible.
Yeah, they might have a better pitcher on the mound. I guess that's really where that price point is coming from. Brady Singer, not a great pitcher, but does have a solid, you know, 30-day stance here, over 105 batters that he's faced. But that lineup here for the Mets does hit well against right-handed pitching. We'll see if that makes some sense. They have struggled talking about the Mets with left-handed pitching. But Carlos Carrasco isn't a great pitcher. It's just a bad game overall. And you're right. Sometimes you just take a look at it and say, two teams going nowhere on the season mid-afternoon. You probably just lean on the over. And that's probably the best way to do it here. Because I don't think anybody's invested anymore in the Mets going like, you know, we'll show our ownership group and we'll make the greatest run to the playoffs we've ever seen. That's not happening.
No, it's not even remotely happening here, but just like, man, like this team's gonna get swept by the Royals. Like that's where we are. Like can a team just be like, hey, we're good? Like, no, thank you. Man, you're looking good there, DRS. I thought
star,
you gotta move your mouth. You gotta. While I'm That's talking, true. Move your mouth, make it seem like
I should have had the drop. I should have the drops hooked up here, and I can just like talk to myself with you back and forth. It would make some sense here.
Man, make a quick exit here. No problem this way here. Let's keep moving it along though. Orioles Blue Jays big matchup here in the American League East as Jack Flaherty will get the ball for his debut with the Baltimore Orioles. Another deadline acquisition, but it's a -170 range number on Kevin Gausman and Toronto.
I think we get runs in this game, but it could be a little bit tricky here. Let's take a look and first start with Jack Flaherty on the mound. Again, one of those pitchers here post-deadline, going to get his first start with a new team, certainly wants to impress, and the Orioles are a very good ball club. However, in the past 30 days, if you take a look at the left-handed batters that are going up against Jack Flaherty, he's really struggled against him, Kevin. A 358 ISO and a 490 weighted on base percentage. That's 257 batters. So you do have a little bit of a backlog of guys he's going up against. However, when you look at that lineup here for the Blue Jays, you're always focused on the big bangers from the right side of the plate. Now, if we talk about right-handed batters against Flaherty, they haven't done very well, Kevin. An 091 ISO and a 234 weighted on base percentage. So if you're looking for RBI shots, you're probably going to want to do it from the left-hand side today. Brandon Belt, 349 weighted on base percentage, a left-handed batter going up against right-handed pitching. A little bit later in that lineup, you got Varsho, you got Kiermaier. So only three left-handed bats in there. And the only legitimate guy for me probably is going to be Belt. And again, you can flip it over to the right-handed batters, the Merrifields, the Guerreros, and the Springers, and the Chapmans, and expect great things. But as I said, Flaherty's been very good against right-handed pitching. Now, also, I want to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays pitcher on the bump today, Kevin Gausman, Kevin, for, let me just say, April, May, June, maybe earlier parts of July. I might have been saying to myself, man, I'm backing Toronto every single time he's on the mound, pitching like a true ace. That has not been the case over the past month in Major League Baseball, Kevin. Take a look at this. 73 batters that he has faced over those past 30 days, 284 ISO power number, and a 338 weighted on base percentage. Now, if we try to take a look at what matchups make sense, lefty or righty batters. Lefties, Kevin, a 306 ISO against him and a 385 weighted on base percentage. He's fared a little bit better against right-handed batters, but as we know with the Baltimore Orioles, they got some pretty good batters here, Kevin, from the left-hand side, which include the first four guys in the lineup. Rutschman, Henderson, Santander, and O'Hearn all are going to be batting from the left-hand side. All of those guys, heavy, good numbers here for weighted on base percentages here. And let's also keep in mind, after that, you get Mountcastle, who's done very well against right-handed pitching, but our focus, as I said, once again, on the lefties. You come back with Frazier and also Kelsey here late in that lineup. We're taking a look at maybe, six to maybe seven batters here that are going to be taking the left-hand side going up against Gausman. I think we get runs, and I do think the Baltimore Orioles possibly the better side today for me.
Interesting. I'm fascinated kind of for Flaherty. He pitched against Toronto in his season opener, DRS. Five innings of no-hit baseball, but he walked seven, which is a ton to do in five innings of work here. 37 career at-bats in this Toronto lineup against Flaherty, three hits. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if that success can remain for him against this Toronto team. D-backs, Giants here as we look at some NL West action. Alexander's got the ball against Fat and the Arizona Diamondbacks here. Total, 8.5.
Yeah, we're taking a look at the total in this game, and rightfully so, Kevin. If we just take a look at our guy, Brandon Fatt, on the mound, he doesn't get anybody out, whether it's the first part of the season, the middle part of the season, late part of the season, it hasn't mattered. If you take a look at the totality of his 2023 on the mound, Kevin, a 329 ISO and a 431 weighted on base percentage. Oh, what's that against? He's right in the pitcher against lefties, he struggled. Like, no, that's combined between lefty and righty batters here. Now, typically when you're playing a game out in San Francisco, it is a true pitcher's ballpark. You're going to get the normal temperatures, Kevin, 63 degrees. Wind blowing out to center, to left center field. We get that. But if I'm looking at chances for a team total here, you probably would focus on San Francisco. Wade, a 360 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Conforto, 362. Peterson, 380. Matos, 349. Pollock, who's going to make his debut. I don't know if this is his debut or maybe a second game in. 387. Weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching, which Fat is. Jacob Junis on the other side, he's a right-handed pitcher. You know, he struggles with, Kevin, left-handed batters. You're going to get a lot of left-handed batters in the lineup today for Arizona. This game is really meaningful in the standings. Am I going to want to lay like that -190 type price here on San Francisco? Probably not. Even though, as I said, it is a pitcher's ballpark, I like that over 8.5, 8 range here. I think it gets 9 runs in this game because I don't trust either one of these pitchers.
Fair enough. One thing that I'm fascinated by for Fat in Arizona this season, he's had 8 starts. Only one of them did he allow fewer than 3 earned runs. It was against San Francisco. For me, that based on your breakdown there, probably means they just owe him a bit of a beatdown. Continue to move. He's here. It's the Astros. against the Yankees. The New York Yankees are a home dog to Christian Javier and the Houston Astros, though moving a bit and starting to flirt with this pick and price, Donnie. The total for this baseball game is an 8.5. Any trust that the New York Yankees can beat the Houston Astros?
I don't know if we trust the Yankees all that much. And again, Schmidt's going to be on the mound. Decent pitcher here, to say the least. Javier's a decent pitcher. But also, do we still have the fervor here? Are the Yankee fans struggling with this season going to be all up in arms again that Houston comes to town? Is that anger going to be there? We'll see if that shows up in the Bronx. But I got to tell you right now, you take a look at Christian Javier on the season, Kevin. He doesn't get left-handed batters out at all. He's been horrendous against lefty pitching, righty pitching. It doesn't matter. But again, he's a lefty. Jake Bowers actually has very good numbers against right-handed pitching. He could be a key. But after that, that's it. That's all the left-handed batters in the Yankees lineup today that we're anticipating. And again, why is that important matchup? Why is it against Javier? Take a look at this, Kevin. Only 27 batters he's faced from the left-hand, the right-hand side over the past 30 days. Zero ISO power number. 214 weighted on base percentage. Let's go for the season. 197 batters, Kevin, he's faced from the right-handed batters. 151 ISO, 254 weighted on base percentage. So really, the Yankees are giving him a lineup that he should be successful against. Take a look at Clark Schmidt on the mound. The last 30 days, he does have elevated ISO power numbers, 282. Why is that important? Take a look at the lineup today that we're anticipating for the Houston Astros against right-handed pitching over the past month. Altuve, 188 ISO, above average. Tucker, 216. Bregman, 278. Alvarez, 500. McCormick, 229. Maldonado, 167. They should be able to hit tonight. I can't trust the Yankees tonight because I do think the pitching matchup is actually in the favor of the Astros, even though the Astros don't even have a great pitcher on the mound tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, again, the Yankees thing is so weird because
big deadline moves, man. They juiced up the fans. Were you impressed?
You know,
by
it was great.
Moves?
So, if you're a Moneyline listener, you got Donnie goes, man, aren't you excited for when this team adds a nothing reliever and then goes, wow, we try to be aggressive, and it's exactly what they did. They added a nothing reliever. They were the first team to pretend they wanted Ohtani, and they did absolutely nothing else. Brewers, Pirates, let me not waste everybody's time on that baseball team here. Hauser has the ball against Keller. It's not that strong of a number on Milwaukee. The total for this game is 8.5. Are the Brewers vulnerable in this matchup?
The Brewers are always vulnerable just because we never like their lineup, it appears here. Outside of Christian Yelich, It doesn't look all that mighty. But if you're going up against Keller, he has dominated, Kevin, on the season against right-handed batters. Take a look at this. 257 batters, Kevin, he's faced from the right side. An 081 ISO on a 254. Weighted on base percentage. That's sensational. Now, he has struggled with left-handed batters. So for me saying, okay, I want to bet the Brewers at this point, there's usually only a few guys I like to look at in that lineup. Always going to start with Christian Yelich there at the leadoff spot. 297 ISO, 424 weighted on base percentage over the past 30 days going up against right-handed pitching. He factors in well, but also Carlos Santana, switch hitter, hold back from the left-hand side today. 263 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 352. Frelick, who's another lefty at 351 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past month. So they do have some decent bats in that lineup today. But if we're looking from a Pittsburgh perspective, the better pitcher, I would probably say, would be Hauser today based on the matchups. Not in love with that Pittsburgh lineup. If I'm looking at this game overall, 8.5 in that range, probably leaning under. But more importantly, I probably wouldn't take that with my money here or aside. I would look for Yelich to score a run, Santana to drive him in on an RBI. I think that's the place to go here in this game. But Milwaukee, pedigree team, they should be able to handle the Pirates.
Yeah, moving around a little bit here. We got to get to an Ohtani start, but I just want to quickly, the Cubs-Reds, you talked about this from your same game parlay. Yeah. So you expect Chicago to win this baseball game then, since that's where you were attacking in the SGP?
Exactly. I mean, Tyone, actually, over the past 30 days, Kevin, has been wonderful here. 98 batters that he's faced. Take a look at this. An 067 ISO, weighted on base percentage of 235. Now, granted, he's going up against a really good lineup, but sometimes you just have to keep the roll going with the Cubs. That lineup is absolutely crushing it at the plate, and they got a great matchup because Weaver's not one of those guys like, hey, let's just check at the lefties or the righties in the lineup. Everybody hits this guy. In this line, again, let's do this, Kevin. You're going to like this. In this lineup today, every single player against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days is a 321 weighted on base percentage or higher, which includes numbers like 416, 377, 519, 465, 361, 380, 376. All green lights here in the lineup for the Cubs. They'll do damage today. And that's why I went with them with my same game parlay with a couple components there.
No doubt. All right, Ohtani's on the mound against the Seattle Mariners here. Last time out was a complete game, one-hit shutout against the Detroit Tigers. Minus 154 in the FanDuel Sportsbook for this show. Hey, start. Are you backing the Angels ace?
I'm backing the Angels at the plate here. Now, whether they win the game, they probably should with Ohtani on the mound if he has a decent effort. Let's take a look at Brian Wu on the mound, Kevin, right-handed pitcher. He's really struggled, particularly over the past 30 days. Look at his combined numbers. 90 batters faced, a 241 ISO, and a weighted on-base percentage of 378. You know where he really struggles, Kevin? Against left-handed batters. You know who's probably going to hit a home run today? Shohei Ohtani. You're talking about a pitcher that can't get lefties out, and Ohtani comes to the plate with a 588 ISO power number and a 598 weighted on base percentage. Other guys I look in that lineup: Mike Moustakas, Mickey Moniak, Matt Tice. I want left-handed batters today, but also let's just take a look. I'm waiting for Trout to get back into this lineup, but this lineup should provide a lot of fun and fireworks over the final couple months of the season. Why is that, Kevin? If you just look at the lineup today, based on who we think is going to start, last 30 days of Major League Baseball against right-handed pitching, look at these weighted on-base percentages of the first seven guys. 329, 598, 415, 354, 386, 408, and 374. If you're looking maybe for even a team total for the Angels, I think that makes some sense today. I do think the Angels win, but I'm more confident in the Angels' bats than I am actually Ohtani on the mound.
All right, interesting stuff. Look, last game, I'll kind of make the point here. It's the Dodgers and the Athletics. Two games so far, 7-3 Dodgers, 10-1 Dodgers. Run line is minus 134. You lay 2.5 runs, it's plus 120. You lay 3.5 runs, it's plus 180.
Over.
You need, do we need to
over.
Keep like this?
Nope,
it's just and now that the games are going over, and one team is barely doing anything, right? I mean, the 7-3 game, kind of fair enough, but the Dodgers will likely totals 8.5.
Just go over
final score here 9-1. Love where your head's at, Donnie. Love where your head's at. Maybe my favorite bet we went through there. Save the best for last. Well, that's also what we do always with a little listen up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment of the day here for the Early Line Thursday morning edition. SiriusXM Channel 159 right here on the Sports Grid Network. It was your boy Donnie Wrightside here along with Kevin Walsh powering through from 7 to 9 a.m. to making it all happen here for you and the rest of your Sports Grid day, which includes Ben Stevens and the morning after coming up next. So don't you go anywhere. But boy, a plethora of topics we talked about today. And by the way, getting the juices flowing on the NFL. Why? Because we do have football tonight. We'll get to that in just a minute. But firing away already on Odell Beckham Jr. props for the Baltimore Ravens over 580.5 yards. Fired away on that this morning on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Put that out on Twitter. So we are invested in the season as we go. Major League Baseball, you heard the sigh that I just gave in that last segment here for the Philadelphia Phillies. Come on, man. Can't be blowing leads to the Miami Marlins like that, but they do have a game and a massive matchup today at 12 o'clock. The winner of this game, certainly going to be big in the standings, whether it be the Marlins or the Philadelphia Phillies. Looking forward to some good golf action over the weekend. They are in play at the Wyndham, but let's be honest here. The focus is on football. Are you ready for some football? Listen up. All right, football season is officially beginning tonight. Hall of Fame game here from Canton, Ohio. That's the New York Jets, and that is the Cleveland Browns. The spread here, -1.5 is a favorite towards those New York Jets and a total of 33.5. For me, it's probably going to be a boring game. I bet the under. I think it stays under that total today, but it is nice just to see the boys back out there with their pads on, ready to go, and what type of season we're going to have. And also, Zach Wilson, what's he doing tonight? A couple passes here, maybe a touchdown pass or two. Get the good vibes going for him as the backup quarterback now for Aaron Rodgers. We'll certainly have to watch that one play off. But a lot of big things are going to start tonight for an exciting football season right here at the Sports Grid Network. So make sure you don't go anywhere. Always keep it locked and loaded. But also, I'm going to give a special shout out today for some guys that are behind the scenes that don't get those shout outs often. Jack's last day for his internship. We'll send him off in style. Good work, young lad, behind the scenes, making everything here at the Sports Grid Network look fantastic, including this show. I'm Donnie Wrightside for Kevin Walsh, but you know what the best part about this is? We'll be back tomorrow to do it again on a Friday. Stay tuned.
W-E-E-F-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.